It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers and Governor Polis will soon begin deciding how to spend nearly $4 billion in federal COVID relief. CPR's Benta Berkland reports they are unlikely to spend it all immediately.
State lawmakers say they want to be thoughtful because getting billions of federal dollars is a unique opportunity for Colorado. Members of both parties have outlined broad priorities like infrastructure and education. The state also held listening sessions across Colorado to get public feedback. The plan is to make some spending decisions before the legislative session ends in 6 weeks. Lawmakers may then need to return for a special session in the fall, or they could make final decisions next January when they're back at the Capitol. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
President Biden speaks to Congress tonight. CPR's Caitlin Kim found out what's on some Colorado lawmakers' minds.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says he wants to hear how President Biden will invest in the American people and in infrastructure. He'll get what he asked for. Biden will unveil his American Families Plan. A senior administration official described it as a once-in-a-generation investment in our future and includes 4 years of free education, 2 years of pre-K, and 2 years of community college, and extending some tax credits for families and workers, like the child tax credit. But Republicans likely want to hear about how he plans to pay for such a plan. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A firefighter who caught COVID while working on a wildfire assignment in Colorado last October has died. Fire Chief Chuck Scottini spent the last 6 months in a Utah hospital and died this week. Scottini was based in Wyoming, where he'd worked as a firefighter since 1998. Some school districts in rural Colorado are considering creating their own high school sports association. About 50 districts say rural communities are not represented in the current statewide association and hold little influence in decision-making. The districts say problems with communication and financial transparency were made worse by the pandemic. This is CPR News.